Monday. In an official press release of the Indonesian Navy, quoted by Antara News Agency in Jakarta, he also stated that the Navy always holds a firm commitment to support regional stability and world peace. APCS is an international forum which aims at bringing joint mental development officers and from various countries in the Asia-Pacific region and around it. Dozens of religious preachers from 28 countries attended the event, which takes place on January 27th up to 29th, 2025. He also conveyed that through the forum, all mental development officers are expected to share knowledge and understand the mental development of soldiers. Indonesian Vice President Gibran Raka Buming Raka emphasized the importance of coaching young athletes for the advancement of Indonesian sport, including football. As quoted by Antara News Agency in Jakarta on Tuesday, he conveyed that this was in line with President Prabowo Subianto's vision that places sport development as one of the priorities in creating a resilient and competitive nation. Gibran watched the Indonesian Under-20 national team match against Syria in the continuation of the Mandiri Under-20 Challenge Series 2025 event at Glora Delta Stadium, Sidoarjo, East Java on Monday evening. The presence of the Vice President in the stand was not only a moral support for the Garuda Muda squad, but also part of the government's effort to realize President Prabowo's mission in encouraging the revival of national sport, including football. Deputy Chairman of the House of Representatives of the Republic of Indonesia, Cucun Ahmad Syamsurijal, asked the Indonesian government to provide protection to Indonesian migrant workers victims of the alleged shooting by the Malaysian Maritime Management Agency or APMM or Malaysian Coast Guard that is currently still undergoing treatment at the health facilities in Malaysia. According to Cucun, in Jakarta on Tuesday, the injured migrant worker is still under the supervision of the Malaysian Maritime Strengthening Agency. Therefore, he hopes that the agency will immediately receive assistance from the Indonesian government. Indonesian Deputy Minister of Tourism, Niluh Puspa, projects that the number of tourist movements during the Isra Mi'raj, Long Holiday, Chinese New Year, and Joint Leave will exceed the achievements during Christmas and New Year 2024-2025. During a working visit in Sleman, Yogyakarta Special Region on Monday, she said that although she had not yet received the exact figures, the high tourist movement was at least reflected in the stretch of tourism in a number of regions, including in Yogyakarta, during the long holiday at the end of January 2025. According to Puspa, the movement of domestic tourists during 2025 is targeted to reach 1.1 million, which foreign tourists are targeted at 14.6 to 16 million movements. She has also said that the momentum of the long Lunar New Year holiday, Isra Mi'raj and Joint Leave, plus Eid al-Fitr, and the upcoming school holidays will be the main boost to achieve these targets. Saribu Gonjong Tourism Village Sarugo 50 Kota Regency West Sumatra won the ASEAN Tourism Award for the 5th ASEAN Guest House Award category at Persada Johor Convention Center, Johor Bahru, Malaysia. Chairman of Saribu Gonjong Tourism Village Management, Zil Basariko in 50 Kota on Monday conveyed that the award is a symbol of international recognition of the contribution and dedication of Saribu Gonjong Tourism Village in providing comfort for tourists visiting so far. He received the symbol of the region's cultural tourism achievements directly accompanied by the Saribu Gonjong Tourism Village coach Muhammad Abdi in early 2025 in Malaysia. According to Zil Basariko, this will increase the enthusiasm and motivation of the community to be more active in optimizing all regional potential. That's Newsline, read by Ahmad Faisal. Listener, today's commentary focuses on the meaning of President Prabowo's visit to Malaysia and India. On Monday, 27th January 2025, around 7:30 p.m. local time, President Prabowo Subianto of the Republic of Indonesia arrived in Indonesia following an important state visit to India and Malaysia. During his trip to India, President Prabowo was welcomed with a formal state reception by Indian President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The leaders of both nations affirmed their commitment to strengthening the Indonesia-India partnership across a wide range of sectors, including trade, investment, tourism, energy, digital technology, artificial intelligence, and infrastructure. As chief guest of the occasion, President Prabowo had the opportunity to engage with prominent industry figures and Indian entrepreneurs eager to invest in Indonesia. This underscores Indonesia's openness to economic collaboration and its ambition to attract foreign investment. Meanwhile, President Prabowo's visit to Malaysia was primarily aimed at holding bilateral discussions with the Yang di-Pertuan Agong of Malaysia, Sultan Ibrahim. This reinforces Indonesia's determination to bolster diplomatic ties and cooperation with Malaysia. In addition, President Prabowo was honored with the Darjah Kerabat Johor Yang Amat Dihormati Pangkat Pertama Johor, an esteemed distinction presented to him personally by Sultan Ibrahim. This accolade places him as the seventh foreign leader to receive such an honor, following in the footsteps of Indonesia's second president, Suharto, who was bestowed the same recognition in 1990. For a newly inaugurated president like Prabowo, these state visits carry profound meaning. Not only do they symbolize the strong ties between Indonesia, India, and Malaysia, but they also pave the way for enhanced bilateral cooperation across various political and economic domains. Moreover, these visits open the door to deeper and more robust collaboration among the three nations, creating new avenues for partnership on the global stage. Well, listener, that concludes today's commentary read by Ahmad Faisal. listener, we begin today in history with an event from January 28, 2002. A Boeing 727-100 aircraft operated by TEM flight number 120 crashed in the Andes Mountains in southern Colombia. On January 28, 2002, a Boeing 727-100 TEM aircraft with flight number 120 crashed in the Andes Mountains in southern Colombia. The plane collided with the side of the Cumbel volcano in the Andes during foggy weather. The tragic incident claimed the lives of 92 people. Moving on to another event on January 28, 2013, when Queen Beatrix announced her decision to abdicate the throne. On January 28, 2013, Queen Beatrix announced her plan to abdicate the throne. The announcement was made through a brief speech broadcast on television and radio. Her abdication was officially confirmed on April 30, 2013, marking the end of her 33-year reign. On the same day, Crown Prince William Alexander was formally inaugurated as king, succeeding his mother. We end today in history with International Day for Reducing CO2 Emissions. January 28 is observed as the International Day for Reducing Carbon Dioxide Emissions. The day serves as a reminder and an effort to raise global awareness of the importance of reducing carbon dioxide emissions and controlling its impact worldwide. Well, listener, that's today in history.
Thank you. Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, My Indonesia Today highlights President Prabowo and Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim agree to strengthen Indonesia-Malaysia strategic cooperation. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto met with the Prime Minister of Malaysia, Anwar Ibrahim, at the Petronas Twin Towers in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, on Monday. The meeting resulted in an agreement to enhance strategic cooperation in various sectors, including economy, energy, and defense. In a press statement following the meeting, both leaders emphasized their commitment to strengthening the synergy between Indonesia and Malaysia as neighboring countries with close ties. President Prabowo highlighted the importance of the special relationship between the two nations. One of the key outcomes of the meeting was an agreement to strengthen energy sector cooperation. Prime Minister Anwar stated that this could be achieved through a strategic collaboration between Petronas and Pertamina, focusing on exploring new opportunities and facilitating technology transfer between the two countries. Additionally, the leaders discussed cooperation in trade and investment, particularly in the palm oil industry, which is a key commodity for both countries. President Prabowo noted that Indonesia and Malaysia together account for 80% of the world's palm oil production.
Kita juga produsen kelapa sawit terbesar antara Indonesia dan Malaysia. Mungkin kita
We are the largest producers of palm oil. Together, Indonesia and Malaysia produce about 80% of the world's supply. Palm oil has become a very important commodity. Countries like Egypt, India, and Pakistan have expressed their need for palm oil. I believe we can do a lot of good together, and I thank Malaysia for its support in this matter.
Terima kasih sokongan dari Malaysia terus dalam hal-hal ini.
Defense cooperation was also a significant agenda during the meeting, with Prime Minister Anwar highlighting the importance of collaborating with Indonesia, which has substantial experience and strength in this field. On a regional level, both leaders agreed to strengthen coordination in addressing geopolitical challenges. They also aligned their positions on the Palestinian issue, reaffirming their shared support for Palestine's independence.
Kita tetap mendukung kemerdekaan Palestina dan kita
We continue to support Palestine's independence. We firmly believe that the only solution is a two-state solution, which we have always conveyed. We welcome the current ceasefire and hope it will hold.
Gencatan senjata ini akan bertahan.
President Prabowo also expressed his support for Malaysia as the 2025 ASEAN chair, emphasizing the importance of maintaining and enhancing the special relationship between Indonesia and Malaysia. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia Today, read by Ahmad Faisal.
You'll always catch me. 50% now. Sounds took so loud. Even in the crowded house, he always said that he got. I share my dreams and all my stories. I don't think I need my diary. If you're teasing me, don't you worry. I will keep you in my memory. When my puss and smiles, the world seems all mine, and all the days seems truly fine. If you reach up for the sky, and I put them now, we're moving so slow. If you really want to know, come on and join me to show. I share my dreams and all my stories. I don't think I need my diary.
Nature and adventure, Ulo Kosok, a tourism village in Kampariao, is suitable to be your next travel destination. This tourism destination offers alluring natural scenery. You can enjoy three natural attractions at once, namely waterfalls, island tours, and the peak of Ulo Kosok. The distance of Ulo Kosok from Pekanbaru, the capital of Riau province, is about 90.2 kilometers, taking almost 2 hours. To enter this tourist attraction, you must pay an entrance ticket of 10,000 rupiah or less than $1. Located in a forest area, Ulo Kosok Tourism Village presents unspoiled natural beauty, such as dense green forests, clear flowing rivers, and fresh air. The area is home to many endemic species of flora and fauna, including some rare protected species. For the more adventurous, Ulo Kosok offers a range of exciting activities, from trekking through the wilderness to traveling along the river by rubber boat. Listener, Ulo Kosok also offers a view of a cluster of islands surrounded by water. The islands are wrapped in blue-colored water. To enjoy the view, you have to walk uphill at a height of several hundred meters. When you reach the top of Ulo Kosok, you'll be amazed by the view of the islands and the artificial lake. There are also food and drink stalls at the peak provided by local residents. You can also hire a speedboat to tour the islands around the lake. Well, listener, that's today's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Service of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is
Melihat orang utan,
which means seeing orang utan. You will listen to a conversation about
hati-hati melangkah,
which means watch your steps. The conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and Naomi, a tour guide at Tanjung Puting National Park, Central Kalimantan. Naomi warned Chris to watch his steps when leaving the orangutan feeding spot. Let's listen to their conversations.
Kita akan melewati jembatan kayu. Hati-hati melangkah, kayunya licin.
Wah, berarti kita sudah dekat dengan sungai ya?
Iya, malam ini kita akan menginap di kapal.
After listening to the conversations, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic.
Hati-hati melangkah,
which means watch your steps. I will say it 2 times slowly. Maikali Granov will say it slowly. Please repeat it after her.
Hati-hati,
which means be careful.
Melangkah,
which means walking.
Hati-hati melangkah,
which means watch your steps.
Melewati,
which means passing through.
Jembatan,
which means bridge.
Kayu,
which means wood.
Licin,
which means slippery.
Sudah dekat,
which means close.
Sungai,
which means river.
Malam ini,
which means tonight.
Menginap,
which means stay the night.
Kapal,
which means ship. In the conversation, you hear the sentence,
Hati-hati melangkah,
which means watch your steps. In the expression, there is the word
Hati-hati,
which means be careful. The phrase
Hati-hati,
which means be careful, is used to ask someone to be careful or to watch out for something. In the context, the word
Hati-hati,
which means be careful, is used by Naomi to warn Chris to be careful or watch his steps when passing the slippery wooden bridge. Here are other examples. Let's listen to some other examples using expressions.
Hati-hati,
which means be careful in other sentences.
Hati-hati di jalan, Chris. Hati-hati di jalan, Chris.
Which means be careful on the road, Chris.
Jalan sedang ramai. Hati-hati. Jalan sedang ramai. Hati-hati.
Which means the road is busy. Be careful. For your information, to cross the Skonia River to Orang Utan Rehab Center, the visitors will use a perahu kloto or kloto boat. Perahu kloto is a traditional wooden ship. The name kloto comes from the noise it makes. Klotok is still used for trips across rivers in Tanjung Puting National Park. Currently, some klotok boats have many facilities for staying overnight. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversations.
Kita akan melewati jembatan kayu. Hati-hati melangkah. Kayunya licin.
Wah, berarti kita sudah dekat dengan sungai ya?
Iya, malam ini kita akan menginap di kapal.
Listeners, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about
hati-hati melangkah, hati-hati melangkah.
Which means watch your steps. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Daniel and my colleague
Rano.
Sampai jumpa. I'll see you again.
We'll be right back. Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, today's Music Corner presents a Malay song entitled Ampera Berjaya or Glorious Ampera by Igo Alamsyah. The song Ampera Berjaya was composed by Atan. The song tells the story of Ampera, a bridge known as the icon of Palembang City, South Sumatra Province. In this song, Ampera is told to stand majestically and beautifully in the land of Sriwijaya. The lyrics of Ampera Berjaya contain a message to build the country together so that Palembang remains Islamic. Well, listener, here is the song Ampera Berjaya by Igo Alamsyah. Enjoy!
Indahnya engkau tercipta, berdiri megah di sungai Musiri. Ku tertegun melihat indahmu, yakin semua orang pun tahu. Anak surau jalan berlenggan, sambil berjalan dia bernyanyi. Mari bersama kita membangun negeri, agar Palembang tetap Islami. Pagi hingga malam hari, tiada sepi orang lalu melintasi. Kau penyatu bagi pembangunan negeri, bukti sejarah di bumi ini. Ampera, Ampera, kan tetap berjaya. Ampera, Ampera, berdiri megah dan indah di bumi Sriwijaya. Sambil berjalan, dia bernyanyi. Mari bersama kita membangun negeri, agar Palembang tetap Islami. Orang lalu melintasi,
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia 的华语节目。本台播送来自印度尼西亚的新闻、信息和娱乐。您能每天通过短波频率33.25千赫和17.55千赫。本台的网站 www.voinews.id/mandarin 的流媒体直播以及 RRI 以及的应用程序收听本台的节目 Voice of Indonesia 从印度尼西亚面向世界。听众朋友您好，我们有在 Voice of Indonesia 播送的一个小时的华语节目。向方，我农法祝你身体健康。本期周二的节目有新闻、评论、历史上的今天、印度尼西亚股和播送印度尼西亚各种各样的消息与趣闻。在 Pesona Indonesia， 印度尼西亚美丽和 Mari Berbahasa Indonesia， 以及给你播送马里音乐的歌曲。听众朋友请回收听新闻。
听众朋友，接下来请各位收听宝宝新闻。新闻提要：第一，布拉波沃与摩迪同意加强同盟与印度合作。第二，印尼与马来西亚讨论通过联合贸易和投资委员会改善贸易关系。第三，布拉波总统确认印尼和马来西亚支持巴基斯坦独立。第四，海洋渔业部完善质量认证服务，促进渔业出口。第五，总统呼吁同盟团结起来，成为民主大国。第六，布拉沃总统在马来西亚获奖 Darjah Kerabat Johor 的荣誉徽章。第七，2025年亚太地区牧师研讨会在茅屋举行，来自28个国家的军人参加了会议并接受心理训练。第八，政府转移原油出口，已在国内进行加工。听众朋友，接下来请各位收听播报新闻。